has joined.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
I appreciate you waiting.
Yes, well, you know, we will, Alka and Hannah.
Well, I appreciate you both being on.
Okay, there's someone else, too. They just didn't identify themselves.
Okay. So, give me a second or two.
Okay, well, we're going to mute.
Okay. Okay, we are continuing our learning about Chapter 22 of Sefer Yehoshua, the Book of Joshua. You will find the handout on the unique astrological times link, on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, which is on the Revealed Wisdom landing page, but you can find it in the red bar at the top of every Hashem webpage. The handout is available in row 6 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. That'll be on the third column from the left. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to the bottom where you will find Sefer Yehoshua or the Book of Joshua, and then scroll down to chapter 22. When it opens up, please click on the link to the Book of Joshua, which is where we're actually going to be starting our class today. This is the second part of the study of this chapter. Last week, we studied verses 1 to 9. And we will begin with verse 10 today. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kutshab rechu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu uthilu uthilu urchimu liakta l'shem yudhe bavavhe liyehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino am Adonai Eloheinu Elena Maaseya Deinu Kodenei Elena Maaseya Deinu Kodeneihu. Vayavo El Gelilot Ayarden Asher Be'eretz Kenan Vayivnu V'nei Reuven U'v'nei Gad Wachatzi shevet amnashe sham mizbea al hayarden mizbea gadol emare. And when they came unto the region about the Jordan, that is in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh built there an altar by the Jordan, a great altar to look upon. This verse has 22 words. 22 connects to the Hebrew alphabet. So it's essentially saying that the verse is connected to strong energy. And it's 86 letters, which indicates that it's connected to the name Elohim, which is the name of God associated with judgment. But also 86 is the name of the, not the name, but 86 is the gematria of Hateva, meaning nature. Verse 11. Vayishmeu v'nei Yisrael le'mor, hine vanu v'nei Reuven uv'nei Gad, v'chatzi shevet hamnashe, et hamizbeach, el mul eretz kena'an el gelilot. La Yarden El Ever Bene Israel. And the children of Israel heard, say, behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh have built an altar in the forefront of the land of Canaan, in the region about the Jordan, on the side that pertains to the children of Israel. This verse has rather significant, as we will get a sense of in the next verse or two. But 26 is a direct connection to Hashem. The number time 95 connects to Hamelech, the king. So not only is it a direct connection to Hashem, but it's a direct connection to Hashem at a high level. So what is really going on between these two verses? The children of Reuben, Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh are living on the east side of the Jordan. They fulfilled their obligation to fight for the other tribes that Moses required of them to be able to stay on the east side of the Jordan. So they fulfilled that obligation, and now Joshua has told them, it's okay, go home and live your life on the east side of the Jordan. And one of the first things that they did was to build an altar. But Hashem didn't tell them to build the altar. And Hashem had always said, build the altar where I tell you. And how can the children of Israel, all 12 tribes, have two altars? So it's very troublesome and troubling. Verse 12. Vayishmeu v'nei Yisrael, vayikachalu kol adat v'nei Yisrael, shilo lalot alehem latzava. And when the children of Israel heard of it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up against them to war. Shiloh is the city where the ark is right now. Shiloh is a word, it's a location, but it's a word that has a gematria of 335. There's a connection between Shiloh and Mashiach. Because the number of dots in that word is 3. 10 for each dot takes the 335, and the 30 is 365. And Mashiach is 358. When you add the 7 days of the week, it becomes 365, and that makes a connection, in my opinion, to the Mashiach. I have heard from many teachers that Shiloh has a connection to Mashiach, but this is the first time I've ever tried to determine what that connection is. So it may or may not be correct in that way, but there is a connection between Shiloh and the tribes and the Mashiach. So as we were explaining in the first two verses, 10 and 11, it's a troublesome aspect. They built an altar not authorized. The children of Israel saying, you can't separate from us. What are you doing? And so they said, we're making a vote. We're asking the Urim and Tuvim, and what do we do? And the book says, the book of Joshua says, they are prepared to go up to war against the 2.5 tribes. And even the tribe of Manasseh is going to be in a fighting mode with their own brothers, their own tribe. I'm surmising because it doesn't say otherwise. Verse 13. Vayishlechu v'nei Yisrael el b'nei Reuven, v'el b'nei Gad, v'el chatzi shevet Menashe, el eretz ha-Gilad, et Pinchas, ben Elazar ha-Kohen. And the children of Israel sent unto the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the half-tribe of Manasseh into the land of Gilead, Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the priest. What's interesting, we know Pinchas. We've read about Pinchas and his zealotry in the book of Numbers. But he's not the Kohen Gadol. Eleazar is. But he is a priest. So they send him to negotiate. And there are 12 words connecting to all 12 tribes of Israel. And that there are 50 letters connecting to the Sefirah of Bina and the 50 gates of Bina. And the 50 gates of Bina generally refers to a level of chesed, or a level. So they're trying to avoid the war by sending Pinchas, is really what's going on. Verse 14. Wa'asara nisim imo nasi echad nasi echad levet av lekol matot Yisrael ve'ish rosh beit avotam eima le'alfei Yisrael. And with Pinchas, with him, 10 princes. One prince of a father's house for each of the tribes of Israel. And they were, every one of them, head of their father's houses among the thousands of Israel. Now, among the thousands of Israel, we were just reading in the Torah the idea that the thousands is a level of judgments. And these are the 10 of these are the heads of the tribe. But there's only 10 of them. What's missing? What's missing is the tribe of Reuben, the tribe of Gad, and the tribe of Manasseh is not missing, because the half of it still lives on the west of the Jordan. And there are 19 words, and we know the number 19 connects to the name of Chava, has a gematria of 19. And we know the number 19 connects to the calendar cycle of 19 years. And we also know that the number 19 connects to the unity of male and female, because together, a man and a wife only have 19 sephirot. And there are 73 letters, which is the gematria of Chokhmah, wisdom. Verse 15.
Vayavo el b'nei Reuben v'el b'nei Gad v'el batzi shevet Menashe el eretz hagilad v'aydabiru aitam le'mor.
And they came unto the children of Reuben, and to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, unto the land of Gilead, and they spoke with them, saying, they already told us
about the land of Gilead. So why is this word being connected? Why is it being duplicated? If you look at the letters of Hagilad, the last two letters spell the word witness, Ad. The three letters, well, the hey at the beginning is the definite article. And in that sense, we can just minimize its contribution. But Gil is the letters of Lag, which is the 33rd, which is the Gematria. So what is that? What are they witnessing? They're witnessing a connection to Hod, because 33 is the Sephirah of Hod Shebahod in the Omer. And that's why it's being duplicated here, to reinforce the idea that this process is one of positivity and not war, not negativity. Even though they're coming, they're willing to fight, they're willing to say this is wrong and it has to stop, because you can't have a separate altar. But the process of sending the leaders is clearly an idea of trying to create peace and solve this complex problem. Verse 16. Ko amru ko adat Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo yo wahe gawanu he yo Mahama'al hazeh Asher me'altem Belohe Yisrael Ashuv Hayom Me'achare Adonai Yo he wahe Adanu yo Yo ahe gawanu he yo Bivnotchem lachem mizbeah limradchem hayom ba'adonai Yohe wahe adanu yo Yohe dawanu heyo. Thus says the whole congregation of Hashem. What treachery is this that ye have committed against Hashem of Israel? Actually, in that case, it's Elohea. What treachery have you committed against Elohim of Israel? To turn away this day from following Hashem, in that you have built you an altar to rebel this day against Hashem. But actually, the word against is being translated as the meaning of the leading bet in the last word in the verse, Baha Adonai, Baha Hashem. So it's really not, in my opinion, not a correct translation. They're not rebelling against Hashem. The Torah is saying this day with Hashem or in Hashem. So obviously it's a connecting letter and a connecting word, but it's not clear how to understand their motives. The code word ko has a gematria of 25. And I don't remember exactly what Ko refers to, but the Zohar indicates that when you see the word Ko, it's bringing in some aspect of the positive system. My memory isn't clear on what that is, but we studied it in the last few sessions, maybe the last month or so. Two letters connecting to all of the Hebrew alphabet. There are 88 letters, we add a kolel, it's 89, and 89 letters is the gematria of the number of verses in the sacrifices that were brought by the 12 heads of the tribes at the dedication of the Mishkan. So it's making a connection in that way. It's also 89 is the gematria of the Organus, or really Hanukkah is the gematria, is 89, which is representative of the Organus, the hidden light. And so it's drawing this light, the energy of this verse is drawing the light of the Organus in order to bring peace between two houses that are ready to go to war against each other. God forbid. Verse 17. Hamad lanu et awon peor asher lo hitacharnu mimenu ad hayom hazeh vayehi hanegef ha'badat adonai yohe wahe adanu yo yo wahe dawanu heyo. Is the iniquity of Peor too little for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves even up unto this day? Although there came a plague upon the congregation of Hashem, this is what the Pinchas and the 10 leaders are saying to the tribes, that they feel they've rebelled. And there are 16 words in this verse, which connects to the Yud and the Vav of Hashem's name, the sharing energy of the male letters. And 56 letters with the kolel connects to sustenance, 57. Verse 18. V'yatem tashuvu hayom me'achare Adonai yohewahe adanuyo yohahe dawanu heyo v'haya atem timridu hayom Adonai yohewahe Adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo. We umachar el kol adat Yisrael iktof. That ye must turn away this day from following Hashem, and it will be, seeing ye rebel today against Hashem, that tomorrow he will be wroth with the whole congregation of Israel. So what are they saying? They're saying, we are unified. We are brothers. If you do wrong, if you rebel against Hashem, he's not going to just hurt you. He's going to come at us too. And if we only realize that, each one of us, how much more peaceful our lives would be. Again, we have 16 words that connect to the sharing energy of the male letters of Hashem's name. Letters. The number 62 can be translated, the number is Samach Bet. It can be translated as the house of support. So the accusation or the suggestion, depending on the strength of the discussion, the passion of the discussion, is about how do we support each other. Verse 19. Ivrulahem el eretahuzat. Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Asher Shakan Shamishkan Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Wehe Achazu Betokenu Uva Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Al Team Rodu Weotanu Al Team Rodu Vivnodchem Lachem Mizbeach Mi Balade Mizbeach Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Heyo Eloheinu. Howbeit, if the land of your possession be unclean, then pass ye over unto the land of the possession of Hashem, wherein the Hashem's tabernacle dwells, and take possession among us, but rebel not against Hashem. nor rebel against us in building you an altar besides the altar of Hashem, our God, our Eloheinu. You see how they're trying to make peace? They're saying you can't build the altar, but if you're building the altar because of the negative effect of the land, come over to our side and only have positivity in connecting to you. Really an amazing statement to think that this is what they were saying, and our understanding that we're gaining from the gematria of the words and letters. Verse 20. Hallo akan ben zairach ma'al ma'al b'cherem bli al kol adat Yisrael ha'yakatzef lehu ish echad lo gawa ba'wono. Did not Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass concerning the devoted thing, and wrath fell upon all of the congregation of Israel, and that man perished not alone in his iniquity? It's referring to an earlier discussion in the conquering of the land, where Achan had taken something that he was told not to, something that was used in idol worship. And he suffered, he died, but also many other people died. I believe it was, if my memory serves, of 7,000 people. And so the leaders are saying, we can't let you do this, because it's going to affect us too, and we have had the experience. When part of us go astray and the others don't correct it, it impacts all of us negatively. If we only could understand that in our own lives, how much more peaceful would our life be? Words connecting to the energy of the unity of male and female, as we discussed earlier. And 61 is the gematria of Anochi, that unique name of God, the unique name of the personal pronoun I. But Anochi is really an anagram for the statement, I write my soul to you. It's so beautiful. It's just amazing. They're trying to make peace. They're saying, we can't change this. We see this in one way, which is you're hurting the community, and we're all going to suffer. But we are all one. We are all, it's all I. Recognize this, and you won't even, you won't mind that you have to take down what you built. We're going going to stop here because we don't have enough time to finish the discussion that they're having. Does anybody have any questions? There are two classes the rest of the day, two more classes. At 4:30 West Coast time, we will have a deep Zohar class, and we will have a class by the Ari, an essay by the Ari, in our 7 o'clock in the later class. The Sefer Yetzirah class on Thursday might start a little late. I have a podiatrist appointment, and it's usually in and out, and it's usually across the street. And I've been able to make the classes earlier, but I'm just letting you know it. I may be a little late. Today I was late because I lost track of the time, but it's different on Thursday. So just giving you a heads up. I wish you all a good afternoon. I hope you enjoyed today's class because I found it amazing. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom. Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hanuk.
Thank you.